Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, be unto you all. Amen. Our text is the gospel for today, and I'm just going to reread it. In Christ Jesus, your faith. 250th anniversary of America. And I'm wondering how long will America last? The rate we're going today, I fear for America. I fear for what we have. Look around the country and you see May Day across the country, communist demonstrations. When I was young, there was some peeking around at this McCarthy. Anybody hear that name in Congress? Yep. Looking for anybody that even thought about that. Ronald Reagan, one of our greatest presidents, when he was in the Actors Guild, he was looking for communists in the Actors Guild. Governor of California, and then president, a great president, looking for communists. But now, the communists are alive and well in America. They're alive and well. They're being elected, one office after another, when people know who they are. I fear for America, because we're afraid to stand up. We have politicians, I'm not picking one, but both sides of the aisles. They're afraid about one thing. They're concerned about one thing. Most of them. I think you have to admit. Re-election. Now, if I talk against these communists, I have some liberal people in my district, they won't vote. And people are afraid in both parties to stand up for the truth. We're in a war with Iran now, and you're seeing many in the world say, hey, we shouldn't be there. For 47 years, Iran has held us captive. The mullahs, going back to the Old Testament days, the fighting against the Jews and the Arabs. But it's not just the Jews with them, it's we're the big Satan in America. This has been going on, this fight against fight, and we're afraid to take sides, afraid to say, I stand up for the truth. I stand up for liberty. I stand up for America. What we're seeing in our country, we had a great movement back in my day, a great leader, Billy Graham. Anybody ever hear Billy Graham? Great leader. And the world listened to him. Walter A. Meyer, Lutheran Hour, the world listened. We had big leaders. And we did have some violence. I was in the Philippines when Kennedy was assassinated. And then his brother, who was a candidate for president, Ronald Reagan, was shot. But now, three times in 2 years, our president, today, in this age, has been either shot or attempted assassination against him. And there are many in our country that are making fun of this. Matter of fact, I saw this morning, there are still people saying this last one, that was a hoax. That was all a setup. What is wrong with America? Did we forget where we came from? That God gave us this nation with freedom? Freedom of the liberty of religion, to speak the word, to live the word, to preach the word. But so often today, we are too busy to speak the word and preach the word. The violence is getting worse in our country. The demonstrations, are getting worse. It was last summer when the medical deal leader of some company was murdered in the middle of the day. And today, the one that murdered him is a hero to thousands. He has millions of dollars coming in to support his defense because he killed the bad guy. This is America. This is America. And it's not getting better. It's getting worse. Look, we saw COVID for years. I don't know if anybody, I never did hear anybody ever agree with me. I definitely feel that COVID was a plague sent by God. And we didn't listen. We didn't listen. Look at the weather. Look at the weather today. Have you ever seen any weather like this? Ever? I mean, just one year after another. The farmers have no idea whether we plant or not. What can we do? The storms, the tornadoes, the hurricanes all around us. What in the world can we do in America today? How do we deal with this? What about the weather? Remember what the weather was? A sign of the last days. Everything going on, everything I've talked to you about today is talking about what's going to be happening in the last days. Because the last day is getting closer and closer. The fear of the nuclear bomb, and if Iran doesn't have it, but Russia's got them all over the place, and they can hit us whenever they want to. That's why today, in our day, in our age, it's so important for us to do one thing, is to tell the truth about what's going on in the world. Don't be afraid to admit it. Don't be afraid to tell somebody else that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief, but yet the world is in rebellion against him. It was in his day, and it crucified him. And he said, now I'm sending you out. In our text for today, he was preparing before he died, already for Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was going to come upon them, and they said, you shall be my witnesses. You shall bear witness. But already you see in the Old Testament, that's nothing new, the Old Testament lesson. What was it? Give thanks, Lord. Call upon him. Make known his deeds among the people. Proclaim his name to be exalted. Sing praises to God. Shout and sing for joy. So what the Lord is telling us, it is our job, our duty as Christians to try to save America, to try to save the church, to try to save Jesus. And we know the church is going to stand, but how many are going to stand with it? In Revelation, the sad words, be faithful how long? Until death. And I will give you the crown of life. But it's harder and harder in this world to walk the way the Lord wants us to do, to speak what he wants us to speak, and to live the way he wants us to live. Because the world is trying to drag us down. And we need to remember very clearly that our duty, when we joined the church, when we became members of the fold of Jesus Christ, we become missionaries. We become missionaries. You know, in my former congregation, we had a resolution that every member of Hope Lutheran Chapel is a member of the Board of Evangelism. People were upset. Hey, I didn't volunteer for that. No, you didn't. You were chosen. You were chosen. God chose you. And the minute he chose you, he said, okay, now you go and bear witness. You go out and tell the truth. And this is what it's all about. It's not glamorous work. You're not going, I'm probably not getting very much honor and praise and glory anybody listening to me today about what's happening in America. It's not popular in the world today. But we have to speak the truth. In our text, thy word is truth. Jesus is the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. And it is now our duty to speak the truth, to be witnesses. If you observe a crime happening anywhere around you, what is your duty? To bear witness. You're bound to bear witness. And when you bear witness, you have to tell the truth. You can't skirt around the issue. Sin is sin. And the world is lost in sin. We are living within the world, but we cannot become a part of the world. It's so important in our daily life to share with our fellow men that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And we all must be involved. It cannot be just a few. A church can't grow by a pastor that's really going out and bringing people in. The pastor doesn't bring people in. Devoted evangelist doesn't bring them in. People bring people in through the power of the Holy Spirit working through people. He works through pastors and through laymen alike to speak that word of truth, to show that we are living in a world lost in sin, and tomorrow could be too late. And one hymn didn't sound like you all knew it as well as I did, because it was the old From Greenland's Icy Mountains. And they changed the words too, but the one word I was remembering, may we whose souls are lightened go to men benighted, or whatever like that. They took that out because people didn't like what it worded, but the whole idea was we are witnesses, and that's what hark the voice of Jesus calling, and people sing out loudly, I send me, send me. Until it comes time to send me. And then sometimes we get so tied to, wasn't there somewhere in there one of those hymns about our tongues are tied? I think that was in the new hymn that we sang there. That our tongues are tied when it comes to speaking about Jesus. But that's what our life is all about. That's the only thing that matters. I have so many things that are important. We're going through life and things call upon us. The world calls upon us. Our family calls upon us. Our banker calls upon us. Our doctor and all these things. But one thing that really matters is Jesus Christ crucified and risen again. And He is the one that is sending us forth in the world today saying, go and bear witness. Go tell all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. I have given them thy truth. Thy word is truth. So Jesus is that truth. Said the church is built upon the foundation of Christ and His disciples. Built upon that truth, upon that word. And He starts out the Great Commission again, showing all authority is given unto me. And now I send you into the world. But you don't have to do it of your own. You don't have to do it of your own. The Holy Spirit is who is promising in our text that is going to be speaking through you and convince people through you. You just have to tell them. You heard me say that in my ministry I kept record of all the people I had converted for 63 years, 64 now in the ministry. Zero. You know, I have never converted a single person. We cannot do that. No man can say Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit who called us by the gospel and regenerates us every day is the one that works through our speech so that the people will hear us and believe. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. In And he didn't say life's going to be easy. Look at the early apostles, the disciples, all but John, were killed for bearing witness. In Africa today, Africa, thousands of Christians are being killed over there for the gospel. And we sometimes are afraid because somebody's going to make fun of us if we speak about Jesus and what God has done for us. They say, we look around at you as Christians, and you got sickness, you got hardships, you got poverty. Where's your God? Jesus never did say it was going to be easy. He said, you must through much trial and tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. We're going to have trials and tribulations. There is a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. It is. The pot of gold is Jesus. That's the end of the rainbow. Not a pot of gold here in the world, but so many people in the world think the pot of gold is going to be here. Jesus said, all things that I've heard of my Father, I have made known to you. And today in our world, so many are trying to preach a new gospel. New church, entertainment ministries, big churches around the world, thousands and thousands of members. And then there are small congregations that plod along, like Trinity Lutheran in Lebanon, Missouri. But we stick to the Word. We know there are going to be hardships, but God will not be as tempted above that we are able. But He'll give us the way to overcome. So whether it's sickness, whether it's our job, whether it's farming or engineering industry, whatever it is, it's having such a bad time, God's the one in charge. God will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's the promise that He made after that great commission. Never forget that. He's got all power, and He says, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So that whatever happens, God is there for us. Jesus Christ will lift us up when we are weak and fainted. God is our refuge and strength, the never-failing help in every trouble. So don't look for a new creed. Our creeds are old. Couple thousand years old. Our gospel is old from eternity, because that same word, starting out from Genesis 1:1, is God carrying out His plan for us in the world. And He told us what's going to happen. There's no new gospel, no new creed, no new books in the Bible. People say, well, how about the Gospel of Thomas? And how about this gospel? The different ones of different people. The Bible is all we need. We have God's Word in its truth and purity. And Jesus said it, my Word is truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the good thing about that truth, it gives us what we need. It gives us peace in a troubled world. It gives us assurance when the world seems against us that there is a way out. It gives us the comfort when we fall into sin of weakness that God isn't going to zap us dead because of our sins, but as we repent, we are forgiven and restored again, even as He restored the Apostle Peter. After cursing and swearing and saying, I don't know the man. But He gave him that commission, remember? Feed my sheep, feed my lamb, feed my sheep. 3 different times He asked, do you love me, Simon? Do you love me? To make him realize what had happened. And I think you and I need that in our lives. We need to be reassured when we look at our lives and say, we've been silent when we should have spoken up. We have not witnessed to our fellow man the way we should have. My wife and I have both gone through very serious cancer. over the years. And now when somebody gets cancer, what do we tell them? Hey, don't go for this treatment or don't go for that surgery. We say, do whatever is there. God works through these diseases, and God alone can give the healing. So we depend on God as we have in the past. My cancer was 31 plus years ago. My wife was 25 plus years ago, the last go around. But we are now the first ones to tell people when they get cancer, we're going to pray for you and go see a doctor. Have this and this. Don't say, oh, I've got it. Okay, I'm going to die and that's it. And many Christians still say that today when these trials and tribulations hit. But we're the first ones to tell them, hey, there is a way. God works through all these different means to give us healing. He works through means to give us forgiveness of our sins through the Word and the sacrament. And He works through the Word to hold us steadfast in the faith. So if we're willing to share when we go through a physical healing, how much more should we be willing to share that we have been spiritually healed, that we have been to Gethsemane. We have seen Christ die on the cross. We have seen Christ risen again. We have seen Him ascend into heaven. And we have heard Him say, I'm going to come again to take you to Myself, where I am. Therefore, you should be there also. So if we fail to bear witness, we're failing to follow through on what Jesus tells us to do. We're to be witness in the world in two different ways. One with our tongue. Speak to them about Jesus. Invite them to church. Pick them up and bring them to church with you. If you look at a person and say, he's really a good person, a good friend of mine, but he doesn't know Jesus, but he's a good man, and you walk on by, you're telling him to go to hell. Right? That you don't care. So it's important that we bear witness to our fellow man. We cannot deny that lamp of life that has come into our lives. So we must speak the word in our lives to tell others that Jesus died for us, rose again. He's coming again, and he that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned eternally. Hard words to speak, but those are the words of love that we speak. So the one part of our witness is by word, the other by our life. To some people, kind of depend on, I grew up in a Christian home. My father and mother were faithful Christians. You don't get to heaven because of what your father and mother did. It has to be a personal faith that you personally come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You personally kneel at the cross and confess your sins and then get that assurance that they are forgiven, and you personally make the commission that I will, within my own power, as God gives me the strength, to hold fast to that faith in Jesus Christ until I am taken home by Him. But the other important part is that leading a Christian life. That people look at us and I wonder how many people about my life ever, they look at me and say, hey, what's the reason that hope within you? You know, that's what we're told, that when people ask you about the hope within you, and I hope that everyone here has that hope within you, that hope is the assurance that Jesus died for me and rose and is coming again. When people ask about the hope within you, then you tell them what it is, that Jesus died and rose again and is coming. It's not just to those around us, but our duty is to the whole world, to to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creatures through our offerings, our prayers, and our service, that we are witnesses to Him forever and ever. Amen. And now may that wonderful peace that we have through Christ Jesus and His forgiveness hold us steadfast in the faith unto life everlasting. Amen.